Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. There's no stopping us now. That's right. No stopping us now. That's right. You listen to that? No stopping us now. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Glad to have you aboard. That's right. And by the way, if you didn't hear me tell you something about the first hour, about the Indianapolis 500, Blind and Beyond Radio Show and Tactile Solution is partnering up with Indianapolis 500. We'll be doing it live. That's right. May 26th, we'll be doing it live. We'll be interviewing race car drivers. We'll be doing the last 20 minutes of the race live. We'll be talking to Dave Hildebrand's going out there with his wife. He's going to be interviewing people for us out there and talking to us from Indianapolis 500. And also, he's going to go to the Indianapolis 500, where they're going to be doing also on April, they'll be doing the big event for the, what do they call that? I'm doing
solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse. I draw a blank. Solar eclipse.
Yeah.
The solar eclipse. And if you don't know what a solar eclipse is, I don't want to explain that, Lynn.
Nope.
What is a solar eclipse? If somebody can call up and say, what is a solar eclipse?
The sun passing around the earth at a certain time of the year.
Yeah, I want to know the definition. I want to know what it is.
I'll look it up.
Look it up. What is it? The solar eclipse.
You're going to do your trivia, Michael, while I'm looking
at it. Oh, you want me to do the trivia?
Yeah, because
okay.
It'll be on soon.
All right. So we're going to do trivia now.
A historical event that can only happen.
Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this big hit? 407-894-1680. This is a big hit. Who is singing it?
And I'm gone. It's the cast of the Moon Shadow.
You're walking along the street. Okay. You're at a party. Or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes. You suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it suddenly gasps. This could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't
okay.
you play your part?
Enough.
Please
yes, that's enough. So who is singing that song? Two people singing the song? Who are they? Who are those two people? That was a big hit. Who are those two people? Two people that were very big. Who are they? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Those two people were big. Who are they? Anybody know? Now's the time to call up. It's trivia time. Call up now and get your prize. What?
He died this week.
Don't say nothing. It won't bring it up.
Oh.
Don't give him any hints. No hints.
I can't wait till you say it, Lynn, because I have no clue.
Okay. See, I didn't.
No clue. Away. So, and if anybody died this week, I haven't had time to look to see who died. So,
if I was going to give you one hint, only one. When he did this song, he was wearing a Navy uniform. That's when I first remember seeing him in person. He was wearing a
solar solar eclipse is when the moon goes between the Earth and the sun.
Well, Chris, I see we have a caller. Is that for the trivia or something else?
Chris?
He's answering the phone.
Yeah, he's got one caller on the line. I don't know if it's for your trivia, though, Michael.
Could be my sister-in-law. She loved these people.
Mm.
Okay, so who is it? I want to know, who is it? 407-894-1680. Anybody know? Now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. And by the way, folks, I love you all. I love you all for listening to the show. I love you all for putting up with this. I even love you all when, let's just say, I get feedback. I do this and I do that. And I do this. I always do something wrong. But I'm glad you're still here listening to us. So it's going to be 9 years in a couple of weeks that we've been on the air. Going on to our 9th year, believe it or not. So we got to be doing something right. What can I say? Anybody
Which show
calling
is
going to
be our anniversary, the 7th?
April 7th, yep.
Yeah.
We have Paul from New Jersey. We have Gloria from West Palm Beach.
That new?
I believe so. I don't recall any Glorias over the years.
Anybody new?
And I don't know. Chris from Wildwood, is that was from before? Chris Shaw.
Mr. Shaw.
Yes, it was. It was Chris is from Wildwood. Yes.
So who is anybody new? Gloria's, anybody new?
Gloria is our first time caller.
First time caller. Right. We'll put on Gloria first. She's the first time caller. And then who was after
then it would go
Okay, so let's hear from Gloria, Paul, since she knows.
It would be Chris and Paul, and then I got one more coming in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Gloria. Gloria.
Yes.
Well, no, Gloria's, she's a new caller. Gloria, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So who do you think it was, Gloria?
What did you ask me? I'm sorry.
Who was singing that song, Gloria?
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
You are correct.
Good job, Gloria.
Have you been listening to the show long?
No, I just listened to it just tonight.
Just tonight. See that?
Lucky night.
Lucky night. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Wonderful.
That's
Where do you live, Gloria?
I'm at 2501 Barclay Drive.
No. I didn't mean that. It's okay. I meant what area? I'm sorry.
I'm in West Palm Beach.
We're happy to have you.
That's why I made that noise, because I don't want people to know your address. I just
what city you're calling in from.
Make sure she gives Chris her address.
Yeah,
though.
off the air, give Chris your address. Off the air, we don't want the rest of the world know your address. Off the air, okay. Give your address. We'll send you a $10 gift card for Subway.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm just not catching all of this. I missed all the fuss. What I do?
It's all good.
Okay, got it. So it's Gloria. Gloria,
thank you so much.
I want to talk to Paul. Paul's still there?
All right, hold on. Let me put Gloria on hold. Gloria, hold on one moment.
Paul, you there?
All righty. This is our good friend Paul. Then I got Jacob on the phone line from Lock Florida.
Loxahatchee, it's called.
Yeah, that what you just said.
Yeah. But L-O-X.
Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey.
Paul, you there? Paul.
Hello.
There he is, Paul.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
How you doing?
It was good to talk to you last week or the week before, whenever the heck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just spoke with Denise tonight, too. So, Wanda. So, how's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Okay,
how you doing?
I'm good. I knew the answer to that question, that song you played.
I know you
but
did.
I did.
But we
I
had to
also
take a new caller first. New callers always go first.
No. That's fine with me. Believe me. I just want to also
Steve Lawrence died this week.
He just died this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Edie died, right? Edie Gourmet died.
Steve just died this week. Edie died years ago.
13. It seems that's
13. Okay. So anyway, yeah. I want to share something with everybody.
Go ahead.
The other night, I have shingles. I think you guys knew that. And I have not been able to sleep at night. So the other night, Tuesday, I think it was, I listened to 1680. And guess who was on the air at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Who?
Doing a DJ show. Chris Shore, the DJ.
4 o'clock in the morning, Chris? Oh, my gosh.
It had to be a replay.
No, not necessarily.
I don't know. I don't. You never know with that dude.
Wow.
All the time. I think he sleeps there.
I really do sometimes. Most of the times I really do. My wife called me and asked me when I'm coming home.
Were you really live at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, because I was working on some stuff and trying to get some other stuff out the way, and we was fixing up some stuff. So I said, well,
oh, God love you.
I wasn't sleepy, so I said, let me just go ahead and play for everybody that's overnight listening who can't sleep. So thank you, Paul.
Wow.
Oh, you're
there
welcome.
You,
you were really Paul good. Was you were really good. Paul was I really listening. Enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. We knew you had a listener. Paul.
I was the only listener.
I won all the
Subway cards.
All right. Well,
all right, let me go so you
Thanks,
can guys
Paul.
Go on with your business. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Did you want to talk to Chris and Jacob?
Yes, let's talk to Jacob.
Let's talk to Jacob. Jacob.
All right, we got Jacob on the phone line. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Are you a new caller?
Edie Gourmet, right?
Right. Are you? Someone else got it before you. Are you? Are you a new caller?
No, I call. I called a number of times. I'm not a new caller. It's just Michael.
Someone got it before you, but we wanted to say hello to you.
People in Loxahatchee.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening.
We're going to go to break. Michael.
Don't go away.
You had a question?
What's your question? We probably got it real fast.
I'm Moshe Pippick.
He's Moshe Pippick.
Oh, Moshe Pippick?
We have a Moshe Pippick out there. How do you like that?
Yep.
That's funny.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That is funny. All righty. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Jacob.
We got to go to break, Michael.
We're going to go to break. Thanks for listening, Jacob. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the only commercial radio show in the world that's a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. And that's what it's all about. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's what it's all about. That's right. The only commercial show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, and the sighted community. That's right. Heard world around the world. That's right. Heard right around the world. That's right. Around the whole world. So if you are, wherever you are, give us a call or write to us. By the way, you can always write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Love to hear from you. Lynn, you're up.
Alrighty. Well, joining us again is our friend calling in from Colorado, and that is Peter Cucciavi. And Peter, if you don't know, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Welcome, Peter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I love that you call it Colorado.
Colorado.
Because when I moved here 12 years ago, everybody called it Colorado.
Oh, well, I don't
and
know.
I've never adopted that.
I don't know. I just say it the way I know it. So you have a little peace and quiet for a few minutes?
Yes, I've locked myself away. You might hear some in the background, though.
All right. I saw in the chat that you were already talking
to Sheila. Hi, Peter. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sheila. Good to hear your voice again.
That's so exciting.
And I know,
I
know.
See you in May.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be down there. I've already got my hotel booked, so I'm excited to see you and the rest of the crew down there.
Yay.
Last time I came down, you had a little bit of
hush. Hush.
Absence, okay? We'll call it. I missed you last time. I missed you.
Yeah, well, I missed you too. It's not going to happen this year. I promise.
Good.
I will be there in person.
Good. I want my Sheila
hug. I won't
be
from the hospital bed. I will not be from the hospital.
Well, I'm glad you sound great. You sound better. You sound great. So I'm looking forward to seeing you.
So how's everything going with Spectrum?
Very good. Very good. So we're gearing up for, a really interesting year. Everybody's sort of buzzing about the budget cuts and how companies are cutting back and whether or not that's affecting accessibility. And while it's all true about budget cuts and all, that's, we see that across the board in the tech sector and companies. We've been really fortunate that all of our accessibility efforts are still in gear and moving along. And since I don't have any big news today, I thought, I do a lot of these appearances at conferences in different locations. And so I get a lot of questions from folks. And then I run those questions back when I don't know the answers to them. And I ask, our engineering team and come back or someone else on accessibility. And so I brought probably way more questions than I could get to, but I figured I'd just skim a few off the top. Maybe I could do a little Q&A session. And for any one of you out there, anyone out there, if you've got a question for me that you'd like to add that that you don't think I'll get to, go ahead and give us a call, and I'll be glad to answer that one on air. But I brought a few in pocket with me. So let's get that phone number out, and then I can
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Good job, Michael.
894-1680. Okay.
Peter, all right. I have a question for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And this is my advocate hat on. Why, if companies are saying we're doing budget cuts, would they cut accessibility? Why would that be? Because I'm of the mindset that we're always the afterthought. Accessibility for the blind mm-hmm. and disabled is always, oh, we forgot them. So why do you say with budget cuts, accessibility is going to be cut? I'm very
That's
curious.
That's a great question, Sheila. And I thank you for asking that. I think, I like to address that because I keep my ear low to the ground. People ask me questions, particularly after the circumstances that happened at Twitter, that later became X, where the accessibility team got slashed in favor of, keeping the budget lean. And I probably more CEOs than they care to admit saw that situation and said to themselves, well, that looks like a good idea. We could run leaner and continue to operate our business. And I think that puts some fear into people who are seeing that more companies are announcing budget cuts, and you know, they're hearing them on investor calls or just word of mouth or whatever it is. And then that most recent event that occurred at Twitter is fresh on the mind, and it's, you know, just a concern, because you're right. For a long time, we saw that accessibility either didn't exist, or when it did, it was low priority, and it was one of the first programs to get cut because it wasn't considered a minimum viable product or part of the MVP.
Right.
For a lot of, you know, product teams or technology teams and so on. And sometimes they were tucked under the diversity and inclusion efforts or HR efforts, and then those get slimmed down. And so because they're not a part of product technology or the core functions of the business, there were always reasons to cut that program out. And so it's not that it's in Charter's plans or history or any of that, but because I know as a blind person myself where my concerns sometimes are when companies start to run lean, that's why I address that. And I think that that probably makes sense to a lot of people.
And I feel that we have so many people in the country who are blind or visually impaired, and everything is always an afterthought. You know, audio description is always an afterthought.
Right.
You know, the theaters, the movies, the everything is always, oh, well, you can have somebody describe it to you. And no, that, you know, that's not acceptable to me. Right. As an advocate.
Well, and it's not acceptable to the person who you're supposedly supposed to depend on either. They want an enjoyable experience as well.
Exactly. So that's mm-hmm. why Spectrum is doing an amazing job. And I'm just, you know, I hate to hear budget cuts will affect accessibility, because that's just wrong. I mean, we pay the bill just like everybody else does.
That's right. That's exactly what I want to get at, which is, you know, I do a lot of presentation on sort of building a case for accessibility, whether it's with colleagues or external partners that we have, and understanding why accessibility is so important. And you look at these various groupings of statistics that exist, you know, from the census to, you know, others that have gathered statistics about people with disabilities in the country or in the world. And you start to see a very clear picture that, you know, anywhere between 13 and 20%, you know, there's some organizations that have it as high as 25%. I happen to feel like it's probably somewhere within that 13 to 18% range, which in and of itself is not a small minority of people in the United States that have a disability. And then when you start to think of the fact that not only are we leaving people with disabilities behind, if we take on that kind of mindset, we leave the people that surround them behind, like the ones that you just addressed. So if Sheila has a disability and Sheila's got, you know, a friend that's traveling with her, and somebody says, well, that friend should be describing everybody to, then the tax of the disability itself being an outlier also falls on the network that's around you. And so then that number starts to grow, and it starts to become very obvious that, and it's in the best interest of all of us that we start seeing this as a part of everyday affairs, the way that we do business. It makes sense on all accounts. So great question, Sheila. Thank you so much. That's a great way to kick it off. I've got a couple of product questions, because I know that sometimes these answer questions for listeners. And sometimes I get these questions from listeners who reach out to me after the show or during the show. And one of these is, if I have the Spectrum set-top box, do I have a big button remote option, meaning a larger print remote? And the answer is yes. There is a free remote that's available in stores, or you can call customer service I often mention the disability support line. That's the best one to call to get a free big button remote. I will just caution you that it's not the same exact remote as what you have in a larger footprint. It's an altogether different remote that we created with a vendor. And you know, it's one of those things that we might change down the road when we find a new vendor and a better option for that big button remote. But there is that free option to you that you can elect to have.
And that remote will talk with the box.
No, not for the box. Now the box will have an audible engine on it, the text-to-speech engine that we call guide narration. So with any of our remotes, you can run text-to-speech on your box and be able to navigate your screen accessibly. But that takes me to the next question, which is, do you have voice activation or voice input on your remotes? The answer is not on the set-top box. We don't. But we do have a new product that I've been teasing on the show quite a bit and announcing the launch, which is Xumo, spelled X-U-M-O. And the Xumo Stream Box is a streaming alternative to the traditional set-top box. You still have your guide experience on the screen, a lot of familiar settings and options available to you there. But the difference is you've got a different kind of remote. It still has the keypad on there, so you can press in your usual channel numbers if you like. But it also has a very prominent voice input button. And the really cool thing is we've developed some accessibility options around that remote. So if you got a Xumo box and you want to get oriented with your remote, you can call our disability support line. And they can send you a Braille version or a large print version. You can also go onto spectrum.net/accessibility. And there you'll find an audible version that's read out loud to you, guiding you around the new remote and which buttons feel like what and what their functions are. So
Peter, we have a caller would like to ask you a question.
Yeah, please. Let's take them.
Okay, we have Gary on the line, I believe.
Gary from Orlando. Gary, you're on the phone.
Hey, Peter, this is Gary Sinclair, the other co-host.
Gary, I don't think I've ever heard you before.
I don't know about that. Well, I got to tell you what, I'm not very technical at all. Michael are not technical. But I'm trying to find, I'm understanding with Sheila that there's something that for my TV that, I can ask it. I need you to explain. It tells me what channel I'm on and what TV shows on that channel without, you know, have to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So with the traditional set, are you asking about the set top box or the Xumo?
The what?
The set top, Peter.
The set top box. Okay. So if you've got like a cable box in your home, yeah, you can turn guide narration on. Which is just the name of the audible function that exists on the set-top box. So once that setting is turned on, and one way you can do that, there's a quick shortcut so you can do it yourself. As a customer, you can press it's a little rectangular button right above the number one on that numeric keypad. So if you go right above the number one, there's that options button. Pressing that, followed by the number three key on your remote and sequence turns guide narration on and off. So when it comes on, you'll hear this voice.
I have a question, Peter. I have a question for you. Not to interrupt you. Gary, do you understand what he's talking about?
Somewhat. Sheila can explain more to me if I don't.
Okay, wait. Peter, there are a lot of folks out there do not understand. Like, for instance, I don't think Gary understands which box he even has. A lot of people might not understand what that box they even have. Uh-huh. Can you explain what I understand there's two different boxes, right? You have the new one, which is the Xumo, and you have
that's yeah. That's a great question, Michael. So it's not, it is two different boxes. That's absolutely true. The first one is going to be your traditional cable box. It's that big VCR feeling device that you hook up to your TV and you hook it up to the wall and you get cable television coming through the box. And that's the one that we're talking about here. And that has an audible function. So on your remote, you can press two buttons in sequence and it'll turn that voice on. So in essence, what you're getting is a synthetic voice, a synthesized voice that is available to you now on your screen. When you press left, right, up, or down on your remote, the next item that you land on is going to get announced, read out loud to you. So if you're going down through your channel lineup or across, or if you're going to your favorites or wherever you typically navigate within that guide, everywhere you land is going to read that item to you out loud. So that's called guide narration.
Peter, and how current does that box need to be in order to have the voice over active?
Probably just a few years old. If you have an older box, if you suspect that you have an older box, calling the disability support line, they can pull your account up and see if you have an older box that's not compatible. And if you do, they will send a free van or truck to your home with a field technician who's going to replace it for you, give you a new box, new remote. And they'll turn number? Guide narration on for you.
What's the phone number for them to call?
That is 1-844-762-1301. 844-762-1301. And that's the best number to call because this team is primed for all disability related questions, blindness, visually impaired questions with the products. So they can tap into your account. They can notate on your account that you're visually impaired so that you don't get charged for any field technician that comes out to your home. That's going to be a free visit.
Okay.
If you get a box replaced, they're going to give you a free new box entirely. Now, the second box that Michael was referring to, it's less like the traditional cable box. It's smaller. It feels more like the size of a Roku, if you're familiar with that product. And it's what we call a stream box. This is different. This now just plugs into your TV and connects to your Wi-Fi in your home.
That's what I got.
And you can stream all your apps on there. And the difference is with the Zumo, unlike Roku, when you turn your TV on, you're going to have a very guide-like experience. It's going to feel a lot like when you had a traditional cable box, but you can still move around into other apps like you would within Roku or Apple TV and so on. It's just, it's a streaming experience that integrates the traditional cable box experience. Because if you haven't heard already, there are a lot of people what they call cutting the cord, which means that they're getting rid of their traditional cable service in favor of something that they can pull from their Wi-Fi connection instead. It's typically a smaller box. It's more mobile. It's connects to the Wi-Fi instead of to, you know, a cable outlet. And a lot of times it's cheaper, just depending on what your selections are. So, you know, it's really up to you. There are a lot of people that I talk to that still really like the traditional cable experience. We continue to support that, and we continue to support the accessibility on it. So it's important for me to say that you can still, you know, with those two keystrokes, with the options button right above the number one, followed by the number three on your keypad, you can turn that voice on and off. And immediately you have the accessibility of navigating your screen accessibly. Now, on the Zumo stream box, that voice or that text-to-speech software is called voice guidance. Same principles, right? You're just turning on a synthesized voice so you can navigate the screen accessibly, but it's called voice guidance. The difference is now on the Zumo product, you also have voice input. So you can press that voice button and speak into your remote. It's got a little microphone on there, and you can say things like, you know, go to channel 21 or find movies by.
That's what I was understanding, something like that. And I talked to it.
Yep.
That's a...
So Gary, that's the streaming box. And that gives you a lot of voice controls. You can really go to watch what you want to watch with your voice with that one.
Okay. That's the one I think Sheila was helping me talk about with me. So, yeah, I talk to it and tells what channel I'm on or what's on it, what's playing on that channel, what's the name of the movie.
So with your voice, with the Zoom box, you can control things with your voice, meaning you can go to a specific channel or find, search for movies. But to have it, but to navigate around the screen and have that be accessible to you, meaning it'll announce all the things that you're landing on, that's going to be that text-to-speech voice that you got to turn on. Once you turn that on, you don't need to talk to it to know where you are or what's playing currently, but you can use your voice instead of searching around for the right content. You can just use your voice to find it.
Right. So, Lynn, can you take that phone number? Oh, well, thanks a lot, Peter. Lynn, can you take down that number for me? Get that number for me, and I'll get with you later.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Gary.
Thanks, Peter. I'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Peter,
yes.
Michael, I would bet right now that most people that have Spectrum don't know what they have. How's that? That's probably the truth. Most people that have Spectrum, if they are blind, they don't know what they've got. I understand, but the point is...
I suspect you're right. I suspect
you're
right.
He's explaining it, but they don't know what they've got. That's the major problem here. Peter's explaining it very well.
Hey, Mike.
The problem is the people like Gary don't know what they've got.
I think Chris had a comment.
Yes, I have
Chris,
Hershey.
You got a comment?
I have Hershey from Daytona Beach on the phone line who has a question.
Hey, let's get Hershey on, sure.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Peter? And I'm Slim and everybody at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I just wanted to say I have had a couple of customers here of the Daytona Beach area that have recently tried out the conversion to get the at least speech. So they've gotten the cable box right now because they were on a cable box before. They do not have the Zumo box. But the question is what experience have you felt works out a little bit easier for, let's say, someone that is more senior that might not be too techie, perhaps, or any of those areas? Would you say Zumo box is a better choice, or would you say the other box is still doable?
That's such a fantastic question, Hershey, because typically we find that seniors or older are older adults who are used to the traditional cable experience.
Yeah,
stick with it
in their way.
They stick with it because it makes sense. It's familiar. It's the tried and true way of getting to all of your channels that you're used to. But the challenging part of answering that question is the Zumo box now has voice input. So that simplifies your interaction with the guide even further. The remote is a little more simplified, and you can just speak to it. So it really isn't that clear cut. It just depends on whether or not something new like a streaming product makes sense. I think a lot of times you hear streaming box connects to an HDMI cable, connects to Wi-Fi, and the inclination is to say that's too high tech for me, or that's too much, into the future. Whereas, you know, if you have internet at home and you've got a Wi-Fi signal and you have a TV that's younger than 25 years or so, then you probably, it's a fairly easy experience to get it set up. And like I said, if you call that 844-762-1301 number to the disability support line, they can roll a truck out for free and have somebody set it up for you.
Okay,
and you're not going to get charged. On that question, I just wanted to ask you, Peter, would there be charges if you called more than once or three times to get any assistance by calling that number? Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Peter, and thank
you,
everybody.
You got it.
Thank you, Hershey. Peter, we thank you so much for giving us all that information tonight. We really do.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank
Peter,
you.
See you soon.
Take care, Sheila. Bye bye.
Thank you, Peter. Good night. All right. We're going to go to break and we'll be right back.
Holy cow. Wow.
Yeah, the show's almost over. Yeah, that was great. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Chris, we're going to go to break. I think for the music.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and will offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are about done for tonight. Like, holy cow.
This is Sheila, and I'm here with Lynn. And what a great show.
It's a very informative show.
Yep.
You know what? I'd like to give out that phone number again for the Spectrum Disability Support Line. It's 844-762-1301. That's 844-762-1301. All righty. So, Sheila, while we have a couple of minutes, would you like to tell everybody about your audio description experience with the Biltmore Estate?
Oh, my goodness.
In Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah. I have to tell you that it was a phenomenal opportunity for me. I work with Stacia Boyd with Q Media, and we do audio description for museums. And the Biltmore Plantation is in Asheville, North Carolina. This home is 175,000 square feet. I don't call it a home. I call it a castle. It goes from the basement to the fourth floor. So it's five stories high. It was 1890. I think it was started in 1885, maybe. I don't remember. Anyway, George Vanderbilt started developing this home, and he was a bachelor, and he bought this property, and it was, I can't even tell you how amazing this home is. In the basement, it's got a gym, bowling alley, pool, kitchens where the slaves took, you know, prepared the food. And then on the first floor was the pool hall, kind of, you know, the billiard room. The dining room, the dining table in the dining room seats 26 people. Two chandeliers, 16 feet around each. And so as we're going through the home, we're having to describe what people see. And as a consultant, they're reading the description and I'm going, well, okay, that's a large dining room table. So, you know, but you're not telling me how many people it sits. So it was such an amazing opportunity. And so the tour has been approved by the curators there at the Biltmore. And so it's hopefully going to be online soon. So hopefully anybody that wants to go to the Biltmore Estates there in Asheville, North Carolina, can request the audio described tour. And they will be able to listen to what we did. So I'm not sure.
It sounds fascinating, Sheila.
Oh my gosh. It was just.
Thank you for sharing.
It was amazing.
Right. Thank you. Well, Michael, before you talk about what you're going to talk about, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week, Sunday, March 17th, the St. Patrick's Day show with co-host Dave Hillebrandt. And guests will include John Katz, president and CEO at Best Work Industries in New Jersey, Kenyetta McCurdy-Bird, who is the legally blind CEO at the WRK Group in Wilmington, Delaware. She'll tell you all about that, her mission. And Jane Flower, the youth outreach specialist, and she's also a client at Guide Dogs for the Blind. So that will be another busy, busy packed show.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
So in 2 weeks will be our anniversary show, April 7th. We're going into our ninth year. We finished up there 8 years.
No.
So
not in 2 weeks.
April 7th.
No, it's more than that.
It's not 3 weeks.
2 weeks from now. It's 3 weeks.
I'll tell you what, Easter Sunday is March 31st, and that's a couple of weeks, and then it's the
following. So it's 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks from now. April 7th. It's April 7th. April 7th. And then we have the Eclipse show. It's April 8th, though. We'll be doing it the following week. So on the 14th, we'll be talking about the Eclipse. And then May 26th, that great show, we'll have a very unusual show. That's Indianapolis 500. And that's going to be partners with Tactile Solution and Indianapolis 500, where we'll have Dave Hillebrandt in Indianapolis 500 interviewing a lot of folks before the race, after the race, and of course we'll have the last 20 minutes of the race and the winner. So, and then we'll also, believe it or not, we'll be interviewing Dan Parker. He'll be at the raceway as well, and we'll be interviewing him
the second hour
of the show. So we'll, that show, May 26th, will be an unbelievable show, and it's going to be live from Indianapolis 500. We will be here in Orlando, but Dave Hildebrand will be in Indianapolis Raceway 500 in Indiana. So that's the story, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And we look forward to some great weeks coming up ahead. Also, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget to go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. You can look us up on the web. If you missed any part of this show, any part of any shows, there's over 400 shows archived. So when this show, as you know, is live, we archive the show. When this show's over, we archive it, and you can listen to any part of this show or any of the other shows of the 400 that you might have missed. And don't forget, it goes by dates. When you look it up, it first goes by year, then the month, then the day. That's that story. And if you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you have a product that you want to get on, you want us to talk about it, give us a call. We'll discuss it with you. If you are an individual that is vision impaired and blind, you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central, 4 Western. Is it called Pacific? It's called Pacific.
Pacific.
So Pacific, it's 4 o'clock. So that's the story, folks. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila, for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Lynn.
Hey, anytime that you need, that's what we do.
Thank you, yes, for Dan Parker.
And thank you to Peter Cucciave and all our sponsors.
See you next week or see you tomorrow.
All right.
Listen, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.
Hey, don't forget, we ready for the 500. Let's go.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long